average height. His face and the backs of his hands were sunburned from being outside at altitude. Hopscotching over dry river rocks, Joe had crossed the stream so he could keep a better eye on his girls as they worked the other side with their fly rods. Maxine shadowed Joe, as she always did, fighting her natural instinct to plunge into the water and retrieve fly casts. Sheridan stood waist-deep in brush upstream and was momentarily still, concentrating on tying a new hopper pattern to her tippet. Her glasses glinted in the afternoon sun, so Joe couldn't tell if she was watching him observe her. She wore her new fishing vest, a recent birthday present, over a t-shirt, baggy shorts, and water sandals for wading. A sweat-stained Wyoming Game and Fish Department cap, one of Joe's old ones, was pulled down tightly on her head. Her bare arms and legs were cross-hatched with fresh scratches from thorns and branches she had crashed through to get closer to the water. She was a serious fly fisher, and a serious girl overall. But while Sheridan was the fisher, Lucy seemed to be catching most of the fish, much to Sheridan's consternation. Lucy didn't share her older sister's passion for fishing. She came because Joe insisted, and because he had promised her a good lunch. She wore a sundress and white sandals, her shiny blonde hair tied in a ponytail. With each fish Lucy caught, Sheridan's glare toward her little sister intensified, and she moved farther upstream away from her. "It's not fair," Joe knew she was thinking. "Dad, come here and look at this," Sheridan called, breaking into his rumination. He pulled the slack tight on his rod and looped his line through his fingers before walking up the bank toward her. She was pointing down at something in the water beneath her feet. It was a dead trout, white belly up, lodged between two exposed stones. The fish bobbed in a natural cul-de-sac dark with pine needles and sheaths of algae that had washed down with the current. He could tell from the wet, vinyl-like sheen on the fish's pale underside and the still bright twin slashes of red beneath its gills that it hadn't been dead very long. "That's a nice fish," Sheridan said to Joe. "A cutthroat. How big do you think it is?"
13-14 inches, Joe replied. "It's a dandy."
Instinctively, he reached down for Maxine's collar. He could feel her trembling under her skin through her coat, anxious to retrieve the dead fish. "What do you think happened to it?" she asked. "Do you think somebody caught it and threw it back after it was dead?" Joe shrugged.
"Don't know."
On a previous trip, Joe had instructed Sheridan how to properly release a fish back into the water after he caught it. He'd shown her how to cradle it under its belly and lower it slowly into the water so that the natural current would revive it, and how to let the fish dart away under its own power once it was fit to do so. She had asked him about the ethics of eating caught fish versus releasing them, and he told her that fish were for eating, but there was no reason to be greedy, and that keeping dead fish in a hot creel all day and throwing them away later because they were ruined was an ethical problem, if not a legal one. He knew this is what she was thinking about when she pointed out the dead fish. It wasn't long before Sheridan pointed out another dead fish. It hadn't been dead as long as the other one, Joe noted, because it floated on its side, flaunting the rainbow colors that gave the fish its name. It hadn't yet turned belly up. This fish wasn't as large as the first, but still impressive. Sheridan was righteously indignant. "Something is killing these fish, and it makes me mad," she said, her eyes flashing. Joe didn't like it either, but was impressed by her outrage, although he didn't know whether her anger came from her outdoor ethics, or if she was angry because someone was killing fish she felt she deserved to catch. "Can you tell what's killing them?" she asked. This time he let Maxine retrieve the rainbow. The lab unnecessarily launched herself into the water with a splash that soaked both of them, and came back with a trout in her mouth.